You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
A lot of money.
That is 7 and 9 bull.
You know what the solution to that is? Touch our penises more often.
They are who we thought they were.
I'm just about that action, boss.
We couldn't do diddly poo.
Well, I really enjoy the show.
Space Force.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm a balloon. Bye.
Kick the ball, you little bitch.
I think it's a Himalayan snowcock.
Hi. And?
I'm watching baseball.
Yeah, me too. The Mets are losing.
Did Bobby Goyard yet?
Who?
Bobby!
No, because they already have their quota of runs for the week. They are at 2.
So now you're out.
There's no way he homers.
Well, there is a way. He does it a lot.
Like I said, they are allowed 2 runs a week, and they've already hit it. That's you think it. They're going to score more than 2 runs?
I would like them to.
You fool.
If one man can do it, it would be Bobby!
So, yeah, mid-April, okay?
Yeah, talk to me about the killing season.
Well, people have named it or dubbed it the killing season. Like this right in here, what are we, April
15th? 15th.
It's the beginning of killing season.
Well, it makes sense because of tax day, right?
Well, maybe. That's a theory. Sure. You could use that.
You're all depressed when you find out you owe the government more money.
I'm not sure it was tax day in the 1800s, but maybe it was. I don't know.
It was back when we were living in the glory world of tariffs.
So I'm going to go chronologically for you in by year.
Okay.
But take note of the April dates.
All right.
April 12, 1861, the Civil War begins.
Not good.
Do you
Although,
know
you know, kind of good. It led to good things, but...
Do you know what state the Civil War began in?
I don't. Is that Kentucky, maybe?
Do you know where Fort Sumter is? It's in South Carolina.
South Carolina.
South Carolina. So that's 1861, April 12. Okay. April 14, 1865, President Lincoln shot by John Wilkes Booth at Ford's Theater.
Death to tyrants.
April 20, 1889, Hitler born. April 18, 1906, San Francisco earthquake killed between 3 and 6,000 people.
I wonder if you could do this for, like, August as well.
April 14, 1912, Titanic sinks, hits an iceberg. 1,500 dead, 700 survived.
Interesting.
No one ever talks about the survivors.
No, no. You kind of, like...
Well, except for Rose.
Yeah, that bitch.
But she's dead now.
There was room on that. There was
a lot of people survived.
Point. Yeah.
A lot of rich women and little kids.
Yeah, supposedly they were saying that like a lot of the lifeboats went out like half full.
April 12, 1945, FDR dies at the age of 63. Mm-hmm. April 19, 1993, Branch Davidian siege in Waco, Texas. Oh. 80 killed, including David Koresh and 24 children.
Dude, that thing was nuts.
April 19, 1995, Oklahoma City bombing, 168 killed. Hmm. April 20, 1999, Columbine shooting, 14 students, including the shooters, and one teacher killed. April 16, 2007, mass shooting at the University of Virginia. One student there kills 32 and himself.
I remember that.
April 20, 2010, Deepwater Horizon explosion in the Gulf of, now, America. 11 killed, spill continued for 3 months. And April 15, 2013, the Boston Marathon bombing, 3 died, 260 injured in the manhunt of a lifetime.
Well, I'll be damned.
Every one of those, if you didn't catch the theme, was between the date of April 12 and April 20.
Huh.
Explain that.
Oh, the last one was a while back. We haven't had anything bad happen in a while.
1861. Well, you mean the last one.
The last one.
2013, yeah.
So basically we're due for something terrible to happen right now?
You could look at it that way.
Huh.
Is April a violent... Some think that April is just a violent month because this was the theory I was talking about.
Yeah.
People think, well, over the winter, you know, everybody's all cooped up.
You get a lot of rage built up?
Yeah. You come out in spring, everybody's out, everybody's doing crap, and then we're killing each other.
I would assume that, like, if you would have asked me the most violent month, I would have gone, like, December.
You'd be wrong.
Well, you know, I mean, there's a lot of stress around the holidays. The weather's crappy. I would think that spring is a time of it's a time of rebirth.
And they are saying, like, I mean, this is a pretty common sort of...
It's known?
Yeah, it's known that this is disproportionate compared to other
sets of dates. That's what I was wondering. Like,
yeah, you can't do this to this level, with any other set of dates.
I was wondering, like, if I gave you September, I guess you didn't even do the full month, though. That was only...
No, it's only like a week span. Huh. It's like the middle of April is killing season.
Interesting.
But how do you explain that?
Well, but again, we haven't had anything for a while, so maybe we've broken the trend. Maybe we're a kinder, gentler society.
That's kind of...
No. So basically... you get ready. When did it end? When's the end of the killing season?
Okay. If you want to keep going past April 20th, you'd have Chernobyl, April 26th.
Okay.
And if you wanted to go before April 12th, you'd have MLK.
Huh.
His killing, which was April 6th.
Interesting.
But generally, it's April 12th through April 20th.
So we have 5 more days to up for something terrible to happen. So stay indoors. Keep them locked.
Yep.
It's like the purge. You know, you just you hunker down. That is interesting. I wonder if there's any way that you could, I don't know, like to link those things. That's...
Ooh, I don't know if they're linked.
I don't know. Like, is there something to it? Because, like, obviously, like, you know, the whole full moon thing, you know, that seems crazy. But then you think about, like, the full moons affect the tides and the tides affect the water or involve the water and we're made up of mostly water. And, you know, you hear that sort of stuff. You just wonder, like, is there some sort of connection that we'll never understand that does cause some people to, for whatever reason, to get a little to get a little wild at a certain point? Or is it all just one big coincidence?
Probably just one big coincidence.
Probably.
But, you know, because like somebody said, how does rage explain the Titanic? Well, it doesn't.
It doesn't. But, you know.
But a lot of those were...
Fate, unlike.
You know, you had the bombing, the shootings.
What? Wasn't the bombing...
Oklahoma City?
Did he...
What?
Did he pick that date for something? Was that a Hitler thing? I thought I remember him picking that date for a specific reason.
I don't know.
You know, because you always worry about the copycat or people celebrating something. Name?
Timothy McVeigh. That's right.
And I think he's...
he's dead.
Didn't we kill him?
I thought he died in prison, or maybe he got the death penalty.
He got the death penalty. I thought we put a needle in his arm. I think he's... Because if he was in that Supermax in like Colorado.
He did get the death penalty.
But I think we offed him.
2001.
Yeah.
June 11th.
Because a lot of times those guys sit on death row for a long, but that's like in California. Some states, and I think some of the federal prisoners, they move that along. I don't think old Tim McVeigh was long for this world.
Well, where he got that, was it a, it wasn't a U-Haul, it was a...
Wasn't it a van that he went and parked out in...
It was a rental. It was like from a... It was from a place in Junction City, Kansas, that's right on the freeway. Mm-hmm. And you can see it as you drive on the freeway. And so every time we would drive from Salina to Kansas City to the Royals
game. That's where he got his truck from.
Right there, yeah. Huh. That's what I would... I mean...
Creepy.
Very, very infamous place now in Junction City.
I'm surprised that doesn't have a... You know, that there's like...
Tours?
Yeah, it's just that people do weird stuff like that. You know, like there's a... I've talked about it before. There's that show on Netflix. I don't know if they do new episodes, but it's called Dark Tourism. And there's whole like cottage industries that pop up around.
Yeah, it was a rider truck.
That pop up around, you know, killers and infamous things and events. And people like seeing that stuff. I don't know why, but people are fascinated by it. Like, oh, go to London sometime. They're still doing Jack the Ripper tours out there and all that crap. And you go to Wisconsin and they do Jeffrey Dahmer tours and Ed Gein and all that crap. People are fascinated by the macabre.
He used the alias Robert D. Kling. At the Ryder Truck facility in Junction City, Kansas.
We know Robert. Was there any significance behind Robert D. Kling?
I don't know.
Bob it! Wasn't he trying to start like a race war? Wasn't he? Wasn't he like a Nazi?
He had a
guy?
Manifesto.
I thought he was like a white supremacist, maybe. I don't know. I thought maybe something about the Hitler birthday. Was it on Hitler's birthday?
No.
What was the date?
Because Hitler was born in that same window.
We just talked about that.
Yeah, it was in the window.
They were both in there.
But it wasn't on his
birthday. It wasn't the exact same. No.
For whatever reason, and maybe my head's up my ass, but for some reason I thought I remember they're having some sort of connection with Hitler.
Internet says that the bombing was to retaliate against the U.S. federal government, specifically for its handling of the Waco siege and Ruby Ridge incident.
Maybe that's what it was.
Which was also on that list.
Believed the government to be tyrannical and sought to inspire revolution against it.
Yeah, sorry, had my Hitler confused with my Koresh. I know I remember him picking that, well, you know. I just remember him, there was a reason why he was doing it on that
and
day.
The bombing was timed to coincide with the second anniversary of that Waco siege.
Okay.
So he did it, you know,
yes,
for an event.
Yeah.
That's just weird.
I mean, he felt strongly about that. Yeah.
Is he a Branch Davidian guy?
I think he's one of those dudes that's just like, don't tread on me. And, you know, we should be able to do what we want. That's all those Ammon Bundy dudes and the sovereign citizen dip-esses and you can't tell me what to do. And
your truck's bald, dude!
Apparently David Koresh wants to have sex with like 12-year-olds. He's like, well, it's his right. He is God. So... I've watched a lot of stuff on that. Like that whole thing is just that thing was bad.
It was wild. Yeah. It's almost doesn't seem like it. That was real.
It seems like it's almost impossible, and yet you're like, oh my god, that happened.
There was a dramatized version of it with the guy who played Tim Riggins as Koresh, and then Michael Shannon was in it too. He was like the big ATF agent. It was pretty good, pretty well done.
It was good. I remember watching that.
Yeah,
going, this is how that went down.
Yeah, it's one of those things that just seems. It seems too crazy to have actually happened and to get that many people that bought into it. And then how bad we bungled that is the, you know, it's the story of the ATF. They lit the building on fire and the agent was getting shot through the window. And I mean, all that stuff is just like right there on footage.
Well, they were burning women and children inside, right?
Yeah. It's like, just insane. That stuff, I will say, you know, I mentioned like the tours or whatever, but I do find like actual footage of stuff like that. I find it fascinating. Like you can go through, I got into a Columbine rabbit hole for a while and read a couple good books on it. And I guess I didn't realize, but it talks about in the book, you can look up, and it's all under public information, you can look up the school security footage of those two guys just, now they don't show the, you know, they've blurred out all the bodies, but dude, there is so much school security footage of those two guys just walking around the school and full gear and the guns. And they just casually, and they're like joking, and it's kind of surreal to watch it. And you're like, dude, that is happening. And that stuff I will say can rope me in. I'm not going to take a tour of it, but I will go down some rabbit holes.
They tore Columbine down, didn't they?
Yeah, they tore it down and rebuilt it. Hey. I have a friend of mine that I grew up with and went to school with. Her and her husband live there, and their kids go to the, I don't know if they call it Columbine, but they go to the rebuilt school.
A cautionary tale, how things can spiral when you get old. This would be the Gene Hackman edition. We also have a late ad to the program, Notable TV Death.
Oh, yeah.
That we must discuss next on The Fan. Well, a late ad to the program is we have to say about a TV death tonight. And it is none other than the great Wink Martindale.
Yeah.
Host has passed.
Host of Tic-Tac-Toe and other great game shows.
What else did he host?
He was the host of the All-American Game Show.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, what else is he on there? He had a bunch of these.
Tic-Tac-Toe, I remember. I don't remember him on other...
High Rollers, Tic-Tac-Toe, Gambit. He did a bunch of these.
What was High Rollers and what was Gambit?
I don't know. They were old game shows that the Tic-Tac-Toe would probably be the one he was most known for. But he was he was a celebrity host.
He was a radio guy.
Yes.
Before he was a TV guy, I think.
And, you know, you think with a name like Wink Martindale, he probably had a name like Joe Smith. But his actual name was Winston Conrad, which is kind of a badass name.
Yeah, he probably should have kept that.
Winston Conrad, but he went by Wink.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Martindale.
Because now people confuse him with the defensive coordinator, Wink Martindale.
That is true.
I was going to say, there's that Wink in the NFL, but is he also Martindale? Did he get the nickname
I think they
Wink
gave
because
him,
of?
I think they gave him, the football coach, I think he got the nickname Wink.
Yeah, I don't think that's his actual.
Oh, for sure, but do you think it's because of Wink Martindale?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I would assume. Yeah, he was a radio personality, disc jockey, television producer, game show host. Gambit was from 72 to 76, tic-tac-toe for a couple years.
Hey, you know, that's like you, Buck. TV producer, radio personality.
That's right.
The only thing you're missing is the game show host.
Yeah.
And the Botox.
Yeah, if you saw Wink Martindale, you would instantly know him. He had the big pompadour, you know.
He was great.
Yeah.
He was good.
I remember my mom used to watch all those shows like on Nick at Night and the Game Show Network and all that. And, you know, he was just a handsome guy. Always had the plaid suit going on. And it was the era of the long, skinny microphone, which I enjoy.
That's right.
Yeah. Probably sexually harassed a few people.
He named his dogs after various game shows that he hosted.
Yeah.
Fun little Wink Martindale fact.
So he had a dog named High Roller?
That's maybe. Awesome.
I think that's great, too. He was a born-again Christian.
He also did the counter-programming to American Bandstand. He was on the Top 10 Dance Party.
Dude, you can't rival American Bandstand.
Well, apparently he tried.
Nice try, bitch. Mm.
The great Dick Clark.
I don't feel like any of his stuff was that indelible. Like...
No,
look
isn't.
At Buck peeing all over the mess.
I mean, we're not talking Wheel of Fortune or Family Feud or like.
No, you're right. It tic-tac-toe was it, and after that,
Make a Deal or Price is Right.
Exactly.
Hey. I mean, I know Wink Martindale, but I'm like, when Sue started listing his shows, I'm like, and he was famous for all any of these?
Well, who had a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Not us.
No,
you know who did? Wink Martindale.
You know what his claim to fame probably should be? He was friends with Elvis.
Oh, yeah, he got a start in Memphis, right?
Elvis Presley. Yeah. They were buddies.
By the way, he hosted 20 game shows over his 74-year career. He hosted What's That Song? Words and Music?
Is What's That Song a ripoff of Name That Tune or vice versa?
I'm thinking that Wink just did a lot of counter-programming to other popular shows. Well, it's like now when you do, like, you know, celebrity whatever, and then there's, like, celebrity skating and there's celebrity diving. My guess is it was, like, back in the day it was like that.
Yeah, they could probably sell a ton of ads for game shows, and he's like, the money will keep coming in, I'll just keep making something like the other one.
Yeah. You're like, hey, American Bandstand's rolling, cool, let's do Top 10 Dance Party. We can't get Dick Clark. How about if this, every time you couldn't get Dick Clark, you just hired Wink Martindale? You know, it's not a bad career. He hosted a thing called Headline Chasers, The Great Getaway Game, Trivial Pursuit.
Is it Chuck Woolery that does...
Chuck Woolery did that. He's dead, too. But yeah.
He died?
Yeah, Chuck's dead. Oh, God. Now I need to... I think Chuck Woolery's dead.
Really?
Yeah. And he did the Love Connection where he would be like, hey, we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Wasn't he a little problematic, too?
He died in November.
Yeah.
Oh, he just
I was going to say, I remember us talking about it on the show.
Dude, I think a lot of those...
So, Wink.
Go look at Richard Dawson sometime. Richard Dawson would French kiss young girls.
He was the sleaze of game show hosts.
Yes. He'd be like, come here, darling. And then he would like offer lollipops to people. And then he was like, he would kiss people.
Like
and
on the mouth,
on
like
the
for
mouth.
Extended periods of time.
Younger people,
time.
Too.
Different time. Richard, and he was
the
soused.
Was standing there like, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
Richard,
all right, good answer.
Right. Yeah. Great. Thanks, Richard. Thanks.
Yeah, so Wink was just he was Chuck Woolery before Chuck Woolery.
Yeah, back in 2 and 2. I can appreciate it. That's probably a pretty good life, though. Can we look at Wink Martindale net worth? Net worth.
You're gonna 15 go, million.
I was going to say a little less than that, but...
I'll say 8.
Let's look up celebrity net worth. 20 mil?
20.
Nice.
That's good to be Wink Martindale.
Good life.
Yeah.
Good little life. Probably real jealous of Bob Barker.
Yeah. Monty Hall.
He should have been had that gig.
Was it Monty Hall? Didn't he do Let's Make a Deal?
Monty Hall, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
It was his deal.
Also very dead.
Well, yeah, those dudes are, Richard, all those guys are dead. But like, there's big money.
Well, Barker hung on forever.
Yeah, there's big money
Till
to be
Buck
made.
Killed him, yeah.
Pat Sajak, dude, those guys make millions, man.
Well, yeah, but Sajak's different.
No, I'm just saying, like, to
one
be,
show.
You get one of those big network game shows, you're set. You just need one of those things.
Who would make the best game show host, like, right now? Because I know that Mike Greenberg did a couple.
Did he really? Strahan does the pyramid.
Strahan's on there.
I don't think he's very
good. You mean by best? Someone that's just, like, fun and entertaining, or, like, hosts a show well?
Like,
I don't think those are always the same.
I think Kimmel.
Both.
Kimmel would probably be a good game show because he's a lovable doofus. And he's pretty talented. He can sing, dance, move around. I could see him hosting a game show and having it be good. Because now what they do is they just they do this. It's an easy payday. Baldwin hosts game shows.
Sajak, I think he only worked a month out of the year. They'd stack four episodes in a day and work 4 days in a week. And he'd do all of that in 1 month.
Jamie Foxx has an Oscar and he hosts you have to name songs. It's name that tune. It's Name That Tune, but it's the what's the app where you listen to a song?
Shazam.
Shazam. Yeah, he hosts the show Shazam. That's Jamie Foxx. The dude has a Grammy and an Oscar, and he hosts a game show. Probably because they pay him $5 million a year to do Jackass.
I don't know if he'd do it, but John Oliver would be a good host.
Yeah, I could see.
Ooh,
that.
That's good.
Yeah,
yeah.
John Oliver should do Jeopardy. Because I think they still... Isn't it Ken Jennings that does that?
Yes, yeah. It's still Ken.
And
Miam Bialik, I think they moved off of her. I think it's Ken's job now, basically. Yeah.
You know who gets lost in the game show shuffle? Hmm. Chuck Barris. Do you remember Chuck? He was on Gong Show.
Oh, I know the Gong Show guy. That's Chuck Barris?
Yeah. Am I right about that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Gong Show guy.
Yeah.
He was kind of a little...
Yeah, a little Jufro.
Well, yeah.
That's what.
I just.
Why are you going there?
It startled me. But
what
yeah,
else do you? What else do you call it?
I don't know. I just startled me.
Probably not an afro.
Well, it's the white man afro, but you know. Hey, I didn't create that term. Other Jewish people created that term.
Getting awful defensive over there.
I am an ignorant boob. I do knew that. And by the way, his name is Charles Hirsch Barris. Yeah, I think it's a correct term.
I feel like Chuck was always loaded on that show. He was drunk. Well, that's what made him good.
Probably. We need more drunken.
I agree. When
Anderson Cooper and who's the that he does it with, the Rockin' New Year's, Andy Cohen. The best part of that is they're all just rip-assed.
Well, all the old play-by-play guys in baseball used to be housed.
Dude, Harry Carey, I have a nice cold Budweiser. There's a great shot of Harry Carey at a Cubs game with his shirt off. I mean, come on.
I think Conan O'Brien would be good.
Yeah, Conan's great. It is sad that we're not allowed to do that anymore.
What, drink on the job?
Yeah.
Well, you probably could.
You'd get a lot of flack. It's unprofessional. You imagine if a broadcaster, you imagine if Rick Riz had 7 Budweisers and took his shirt off? Up at T-Mobile, started whooping the crowd up.
Wing it a foul.
I'm here for you.
Yeah.
I think he'd be better. Can't be much worse.
I'm
gonna look up that photo of Harry Carey. See when that was. Yeah, dude, not only is he shirtless, but he's in his underwear. Look up Harry Carey. Look up, Harry Carey's shirtless.
Take off your shorts and dunk me.
He is doing a game at Wrigley Field, clearly drunk, and he's just in his boxers, knee-high socks, black socks, and dress shoes.
He's out in the outfield?
No, he's
Is that the one that they brought? Because every once in a while they would broadcast from the outfield.
No, dude, he's just in his box right there. My guess is there's no AC, and it was a really hot day in Chicago, and Harry was soused and decided to take his pants off. God bless Harry Carey.
He must have been great to work with.
I'm guessing it was problematic at times. Yeah, there's definitely someone. Yeah, yeah, there. Yeah, I don't remember that. Yeah, he would broadcast just from the bleachers.
Yeah, they'd go out there. He and Steve Stone would go out.
And he was shirtless then too.
Harry, you can't say that, Harry.
And that's the sad part is Harry Carey couldn't exist today. You can't broadcast a game from the center field bleachers and take your shirt off and have a few cold Budweisers. You're not allowed.
Take off your shirt and throw me.
Oh. And that's, and look, it's a worse time for it.
I'm going to show you my boobs.
right?
Did you know that Chuck Barris, so somebody alerted us to this on the text line, and I just looked it up. He had a memoir. So Chuck Barris hosted The Gong Show and The Dating Game.
Yeah.
I know him from The Gong Show.
Sure.
And he was pretty good on there. He had a memoir where he claimed that he was a CIA assassin in the 60s and 70s.
What?
Yeah.
Is this like when Elvis claimed he was part of the FBI?
There's that rumor, too, that George Rogers or Mr. Rogers, was it George? That he was like a Navy
Fred.
SEAL with, oh, Fred Rogers, with like seven confirmed kills or something.
Yeah, that's not true.
No, it's not.
That man couldn't hurt a fly.
No, that turned out that's not accurate.
And that he wore sweaters because he was all tattooed from the Navy.
According to the Hollywood Reporter, some people believe there is a possibility of truth in his claim. The CIA has denied Barris ever working for them, and he himself never confirmed or denied the allegation. Although it's kind of his own allegation.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make any sense.
And if you did work for the CIA, I'm guessing you wouldn't be telling people about it. But it's kind of a fun story.
He said he lived a double life.
I'd like to also announce that I will not confirm that I am a CIA asset.
Dude, what if
I may or may not be a plant.
If there were a CIA operative within the fan, who is it?
It'd have to be the most unassuming person.
Put him in a body bag, Johnny.
What if it's like, what if it's a...
You think Johnny's a CIA? Well, nobody knows Johnny.
No one knows Johnny.
Johnny's behind the scenes here.
No, I was
thinking... Yeah, but that's how he gathers intel.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What about Ortner? Is Ortner a CIA plant?
God, no.
Here, guys. Oh, man.
No. No. But I could see, like, Jake, our video guy, Jakey Poots.
CIA plant?
He's very quiet and just kind of unassuming, but, like... Yeah, you know, you don't know a lot about him. He's in back east. I'll put my money on Jakey Poos.
But if there were a CIA plant, wouldn't you think that the reason they're a good CIA plant is because they would get you to think that they're not a CIA plant? Like, you wouldn't have suspicion about the CIA. It'd be the last person
Dirt.
You'd suspect. Dirt's a CIA operative?
The last person you'd expect.
But we all know where they came from. We don't know anything about Jake. Jake just showed up one day.
We do know something about Jake.
Well, that's true. Never mind.
Yeah, he didn't just show up.
No. Or maybe that's the story that they've told us.
Right.
Oh,
whereas, like,
that's
Dirt,
fair.
We know Dirt. We know Will. Like we've seen them come through. That's impossible. Jake just mysteriously showed up one day with a clever backstory about why he got his, you know.
That's fair.
And next thing you know, he's here.
That's fair.
I'm going with Jakey Poo.
Oh. I think you can say that.
Yeah, I think you can say that.
Well, there's someone on our staff with a Russian last name. What if it's counteroperative?
Yeah.
I like where this goes.
We have a Russian hot.
I did ask about her Russian background, and she did seem a little, seemed a little...
Oh, she was guarded.
A little evasive of it.
Cagey, even.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Same thing. She just showed up one day, too. The Russian hot operative? Interesting. I like where this is going.
Yeah, but that's too obvious.
It's probably true.
Is it? It's hiding in plain sight.
Yeah, she'd maybe have to change her last name to something like Smith. So that we wouldn't know.
What if it's Cooley?
What if it's Joey?
I mean,
Harrington?
Happens all the time. Isn't that the whole point of, like, the Americans, that show, right? You're hiding in plain sight.
That series is great, by the way.
That all the time. The Chinese send people over here to, like, work in our companies, and then it turns out they're stealing all of our intellectual properties. That happens all the time. And they're not, I mean, it's not like they can pretend to be something other. I think we're pretty aware that they're from China. They're working through our way. They're working their way, up the step ladder.
All right, the latest on the Gene Hackman situation. Of course, there's not a situation now. He's
no.
dead. But
situation all clear.
Some deets next on The Fan.
China! It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing. Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers, service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required, restrictions apply.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, they're looking into the Gene Hackman and wife death.
Have you seen they released the police video?
Video of what?
When they showed up?
Responding to the welfare check?
Yeah, so I guess the handyman on the property hadn't heard from him in a few weeks, and they call him to do stuff around the house. So he went in. He's the one that called the police, and so the police showed up, and they have their body cam footage of them entering the house. Now, they've blurred out the two dead bodies and the dead dog. But yeah, it's like 4 minutes long, and you can see the police walking through and, you know, discovering what had happened, and they find her first, and then they find him around the hallway, and the house is in absolute shambles.
Is it?
Yeah, it's rough.
It's so weird. Like, was the family?
No
one checking in on them?
So it sounds like they, according to the handyman, they really, really valued their privacy. And he would get called to do stuff around the house, but he would call the daughters from time to time, but they basically just were hermiting out there on their own. It's a beautiful house.
Yeah, this is in New Mexico.
Yeah, big old mansion out in New Mexico. But you had two elderly people that weren't in the best condition. Now, obviously...
Well, she was younger, though.
She was younger.
She died of hantavirus.
Yes.
And now they're saying that they conducted a bunch of tests. There was a risk assessment test conducted in March.
Yeah.
And they said they found rodent feces in three garages and sheds and also in two casitas. And, of course, rodent feces is how you get hantavirus. Yep. She had then been Googling. She thought she had COVID.
Yeah.
So here's what we're piecing together here. She was in her 60s. Gene was just old. She was taking care of Gene. She gets sick, thinks it's COVID. She was Googling, does COVID cause nosebleeds and dizziness?
Yeah.
It turns out she had hantavirus from rat feces or mouse feces, whatever, because apparently the whole place was infested with rats.
So the
house. And so she drops dead.
Yeah, so they said that the house wasn't, but there's 8 outbuildings.
Yes.
It's a big old, so obviously they had not been taking care of the outbuildings.
The outbuildings.
Because no one was living there.
Right.
And it's in the middle of this New Mexico desert. So I guess they were only really living in the big main house, and so all the rats and everything, they said they found 8 rodent nests all throughout the
and in the
outbuildings.
Cars. Yeah. They said they found them in the cars.
Yeah, because they didn't drive.
Exactly. So she probably was doing stuff in these places, got sick from hantavirus, and keeled over in the bathroom.
And Gene was in the late stages of Alzheimer's.
Yeah, and so he didn't know what the hell was going on.
No, so she was dead a week.
Week.
And he had no idea. And so when you see the house, not only is it very much cluttered and you know, they weren't able to do anything, but stuff is torn asunder and everything is just thrown around. And my guess is you had a 90-year-old dementia patient walking over his dead body's wife, probably trying to find food, kicking stuff over. And it's really sad. The one dog was trapped in the crate and it died. But when the police come in, the poor German Shepherd is laying basically on top of the dead wife, kind of guarding her body when the police come in, and just looks like the saddest little thing. It's kind of haunting.
Yeah, that whole scenario is bad.
It's haunting video, even though they've blurred out the bodies. It's
bad.
And you know what the borders are.
I just wanted to point this out as a cautionary tale. When you leave the olds to their own devices, it doesn't...
No.
Things can spiral pretty quick because she was in pretty good health.
And I think that's the idea. So he had the two daughters and it sounded like they were on good terms, but they probably didn't think anything of it because she was there. She was there.
She was the one doing the helping.
So if she dies,
then
it's all hell breaks loose. Yep. And it did. Yep. And then he died.
And that's how this whole thing, the handyman, I guess he kind of took care of the property. Although, dude, you're doing a piss poor job if you got 8 rodent infestations, but
yeah, really.
He said he hadn't heard from the couple in about 3 weeks, and he said that was unusual. There was usually things to be done around the house. And so he went by, and that's when he found her, and then he called the police. But yeah, it's
rough.
Yeah, it's that whole scene is absolutely wild. Well, and this is why like the Alzheimer thing scares me so much. Dude, you were living with your dead wife and you had, you know.
Yeah, you don't know.
You don't know. Or can't, I mean, who knows? I don't know what that's like. And then they said they know his time of death because he had a pacemaker. So they knew when the pacemaker had stopped. And it's estimated that he had been alive by himself for a week or so before he eventually...
So did he die of the fall or did he starve?
They said it looked like he probably had a heart attack. Mm. But it could have been, you know, induced from, you know, dehydration, lack of... Who knows what sort of shape he was in. But obviously, he wasn't able to take care of himself, so who knows?
Yeah, that's rough.
When you see the video, you will see that the house is...
Well, I'm not. I don't. Well, I'm not going to watch that.
It's in rough shape.
Rest in peace. All of them. All 4 of them.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah.
Well, it'd be 3.
I thought 2 dogs died.
No. One dog, the German Shepherds were fine. The one dog was dead in the crate. Mm. It probably starved.
Oh, my God. Ryan Buckley donning his wife beater for us.
How about
told
that?
Told you I could do that.
Hot.
Look at that.
Oh,
look
yes.
at that. Look at that tan.
Yeah. Look at that tan.
I asked Schultzy if he was a white beater guy because I felt like he kind of might be.
Yeah, you kind of outed him.
Well, no, I just felt like he was. I felt like I'd seen him in one or had seen one under a shirt. Yeah.
Sure.
He said no.
Mm,
no so way. Now I feel terrible.
Buckley is a white beater. This makes me so happy that Buckley's wrapping this
you
thing.
You got hairy arms, dude.
It works.
Yeah, I got hairy everything.
But with some good chest meat there, I
it's
like
hot.
It.
Yeah,
it is hot.
I like the shoulder hair.
I'm turned on right now.
Isn't that nice? Yeah, we usually wax that once or twice a year.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a shoulder waxer.
Well, I don't have the Isaac extendable back razor.
Yeah. Yeah.
I probably
that
could use one of
great.
Those. Yeah, you swear by it.
It is great.
The BTJ refuses to shave my back.
Well, you need to get the long back.
I know. She gets mad at me when I trim my own hair.
Look, I'm fairly hairy.
Yeah.
And I draw the line at the back and shoulders.
Yeah.
I can't have it. It needs to be off of there, especially if I'm going to have my shirt off at a pool or something.
I agree.
If I'm going to have my shirt off at the pool, which is why I did the wax before Hawaii, but if no one's seen it, what do I care?
She claims that if it doesn't bother her, why should it? She's the only one that should matter. Therefore, she refuses to do it.
You should ask her about an insecurity that she has.
Thank you.
And say, oh, if it doesn't bother me, why would you care? Bitch.
That's a direct quote. Rob gave a message to you. Yeah, what's that message, bitch?
All right. Hot Corner coming up next. We're back tomorrow, 3-7 Fake Night.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.